Hello and welcome to another episode of Never a Straight Answer Extra, the bonus podcast we put out midweek because we're just generally quite nice like that.
Yeah,
and you know, we've got a lot of extra news lying around the bunker that we thought we'd get out to you.
Yeah.
And it helps you get over the midweek hump.
It does.
So here you go. I'm Gaz, your host, and obviously joined in the studio, as always, by my co-host, Mr. T, Mr. Taylor.
Yeah.
Everything been all right? How's your week progressing thus far, sir?
All right, no problems. Like, you know.
Well, it's all pre-recorded, isn't it? So it's like, you know, it was the same. You were at the same point in history as you was when we were here on Saturday.
Yeah, that's true.
Hiya, from the past,
hello,
to the future, or whatever, which way you want to look
at. Time travel is real.
I'm all right. I'm in Scotland right now.
Yeah, you are, right?
I should be, but I'm not. I'm recording, you know what I mean? I'm here in the street, in the bunker with
you. Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm in Edinburgh.
Yeah, you are. So you're in two places at once
I know. I'm fucking bending the space-time continuum just to be here on the podcast today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got a couple of crazy, got quite a lot of good stories.
We have.
Like, so much going on this week, and like, it was just, couldn't fit it all in.
Yes.
And I mean, we had a really good topic as well, which I thought we covered really well.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Cosmonauts.
Yeah. The lost Soviet cosmonauts. You know, if you want to learn a bit more about that, if you've not listened to the main episode.
Yeah, and we had great news as well online as well.
Yeah, so got a new segment that we're introducing.
We have.
It's called Alexa. What have you learnt today?
Stupid cat.
Today, I've been learning a lot about animal fur.
Ooh.
Try asking me.
Oh yeah. Try asking her.
Alexa. Why do lions have manes?
While some have speculated that lions' manes might
shield their necks to fight,
scientists believe the mane's primary function is to intimidate, making the lion appear larger and more threatening.
Right,
the thickness and colour of the mane is also a signal to other lions of how fit and healthy they are.
So it's all about peacocking.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Cheers, Alexa.
Why you just say that?
Yeah, see, Taylor's
trying to
get...
instead of going all the way through... fucking spiel.
Taylor was trying to get her to work before we get her to say, answer that, but he couldn't get her to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know,
she's just a pain in the ass.
It's a pain in the bum.
It's the woman on the other end.
So that's our new segment, Ask Alexa.
We'll also be
asking Alexa for fact-checking during the show, I think.
She's going to be more of a problem than fucking engines.
This is what you get for getting personal assistance.
Yeah, I get angry AI. Fucking talking
this
to the
This is our new AI host that we've brought in on the show.
Yeah.
I've got a
feeling I'm getting kicked out somewhere along the line here.
This might start end up becoming a bit more reliable than you, so...
Charming, isn't it? Charming.
I'm only joking.
Yeah, I know.
Check this story out, right?
Go.
Do you know the film Christopher Robin?
I do.
It's based around the Winnie the Pooh characters, where he gets a bit older. Bit like Hook.
Yeah, right.
He becomes older and, you know, been through war and stuff, and now he's not like, you know, he's not got imagination.
The little boy he used to be.
He's got no imagination anymore. No. So Pooh comes back anyway. Well, anyway...
Pooh
floats back up these poo sticks. They float back up the river.
Oh, right. Collected up at the end of
his... Yeah, they create a dam and threatens the 100-acre woods of flooding.
Oh, can't have that. He's got to shift that
So, basically, the story is Christopher Robin's been banned in China.
What?
After an ongoing war on the Winnie the Pooh franchise. The new film inspired by Millins' Winnie the Pooh book has reportedly been denied a cinema release in China, where the cuddly bear was seen as a symbol of political dissidence.
They've got some bullshit.
Since last year, they've refused to, you know, put it up on cinemas.
What?
So the characters have been banned from Chinese social media outlets after a spree of posts about the bear, and he's basically had been going up, so they banned it. It's like Winnie the Pooh, man. It's a fucking
Fucking bear,
it's a honey-loving fucking Winnie the Pooh. Now, right, I've got a question for you.
Go for it.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Is he a boy bear or a girl bear?
He's a neither. You can't talk about gender like that no more.
Hey, Christopher Robin.
No, there's not just two no more. There's more genders around.
Right, the bear's called Winnie.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, a girl's name.
Yeah, okay.
It's got a pretty feminine voice, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Well, he ain't walking around with his cock and balls hanging out.
He's not working around with no cock and balls. He's a teddy bear. It's a bear.
Well, yeah,
is it a female bear or a boy bear?
Well, you know what? I really don't care.
There you go.
I think it's a... Well, it's always been portrayed as
China,
a boy. Anyway.
I think China should sort the Reds out. It's fucking...
It's a fucking bear.
I don't understand what the problem is there. But, like, you know, get your priorities straight, I think. Yeah. He's a honey loving motherfucker.
Yeah, you need to
let the bear chill. Do you know what I mean?
Let the Prime Minister see him or whatever.
Have you got any news?
Yes, I have.
Go for it.
I have. Canada.
Canada.
Yeah, I've got a bit of news about Canada.
The place that lets me smoke weed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, go on. I could sing up more verses for that. But, go on.
Yeah, well, there was a NASA report shock saying that, you know, all these solar explosions that go on.
Yeah, but you said that there's not been many and we've run out of solar explosions. Well, yeah. At the moment, there's not been that very many.
Now, this is something that's been let out from March 13th, 1989, Canada... actually lost power for 9 hours.
Right.
And it was all because of the sun.
What, the whole of Canada?
The whole of Canada run out of power for 9 hours.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
So there is just a little bit of proof of why we need to watch out.
The power of solar flares.
About solar flares,
Tony Stark was right, man. We need a big suit of armour around the world.
Well, nah, because by doing that, you're probably stopping something else happening.
Well, this
you know
is
what
it.
I mean we don't know the consequence of doing something.
If we're having a dry spell at the minute, is that gonna? Does that insinuate to you that there might be a big event?
Well, an event will come up soon enough.
Oh yeah, of course, and it's like the power of that. So, hey Alexa, when was the last corona mass ejection?
Today.
Sorry, I don't know that.
She doesn't know much, to be fair.
There's sites where you can go on, you can see it all the time, I think.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
and like I say, we were looking at that X-ray imagery. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
Anything else happening that you'd like to talk about?
All right, then, here we go. Brexit.
Hey!
We get on a bit of a Brexit. Might as well.
Don't really care, but yeah, go for it.
Brexit bombshell.
We're leaderless. We're in a fucking absolute state.
Yeah, but I like this story because of what it says at the end of it.
Go for
which is Brexit bombshell, why Germans are urging the United Kingdom to leave the Europe with a no deal.
Soon as.
Yeah. I'll do it tomorrow, mate. We're way past our fucking line there.
I think it's just been drawn out so much that it's going to get to the point where we were saying, like, you know, other parts of other sort of
things around the world are going to stop this Brexit
because it's got to the point where we just can't do it. We're not allowed. Right.
Well, it seems like we're not allowed, but we are.
Well, that's how it does seem. But like, and I think that it is crazy that this Brexit party have come out of nowhere and just took over in 2 weeks or something or 2 months. They've won a European election. Right. Yeah, 6 weeks, right?
Get together.
It's a big achievement, I've got to say, but
it's for a reason.
But I think you've got
people
to have, like I've said, you've got to have other policies. You can't just be
because once Brexit's happened,
you can't just turn around and say, right, well, we've done what we're doing,
Brexit.
So now we're just power hungry and we're going to stay in power.
Did not need any.
Got no reason to be there.
Didn't need. This is the problem, though. The other lot had other policies. Now the Brexit party only had one policy and one policy only. Brexit done.
Yeah,
that's what
I mean. It's like you need
so
other parties.
You've got
to
consider the others.
Platforms, yeah.
They already had a load of members with them, who were sticking to until the end. But it's the some of the other members that changed, and like the people are pissed off with it. They've been stringing it out. They've been telling us bullshit on both sides. I agree, on both sides they've been telling bullshit. And, like, there's a thing of, like, they either want another referendum because it's exactly the same thing that Europe's done time and time again, which is if we say we want to leave, they're going to hold us back until we get another referendum.
Yeah.
Or, like, in Ireland, it happened 3 times until they said, right, we're sick and fucking tired of this. Let's just, like, go on with them.
Mm-hmm.
All they have to do is get rid of the backstop, give us more time to, you know, like, deal with it, and the deal will be signed tomorrow.
One more time. But this is it.
Well, the deal can't be signed now. It's been
gone. Haven't we had enough time to deal with all this anyway?
Well, they should have beforehand.
Well, where are we up to? I mean, at the end of the day, it's just going ahead in October, as far as we know.
October the 31st is supposed to be our last day.
I can't see them coming up with a deal, because whatever they come up with, it's not going to suit everybody. It's not going to suit everybody, so there's always going to be some sort of controversy about who that deal's kind of, you know, going to be giving more to. Or, you know, there's going to be a group of people who are going to make more out of that deal than others. Well, so, you know, everyone wants to be treated fairly.
Yeah.
So, and that's one reason why this deal will never happen. We'll never leave with a deal. So, just leave now and get it out of the way. Do you know what I mean? And then we've got more time, more money.
Yeah.
Right? To kind of invest to into our own country.
And invest in the rest of the world, not so, just Europe. Yeah.
Anyway, going to stop the show for a word from our sponsors for this week.
Oh,
yeah, which is the Virtual Hideout in Manchester.
Yes.
Which is a virtual reality arcade, which is actually cool as anything. Yeah, right. Yeah. They basically, don't take their word for it, there's loads of TripAdvisor.
Yeah, over 100 games they can play.
Yeah, and they tailor make it and tailor suit it to your sort of gaming experience.
Sounds like quality to me.
All the reviews seem pretty ace, to be honest. So, yeah, we'll give a big shout out to them. Get yourselves down if you're in the Manchester area visiting or living.
Yeah, weekend or for the week where it's a bit more quieter.
You can get over to them on Twitter. They've got a presence on there. And I'm not sure if they've got a website, couldn't find it. But
Tell them we've told you about them and
When they say, oh, yeah. Heard about you on the Never a Straight Answer podcast.
Yeah.
Awesome. And like I say, they're called the Virtual Reality Hideout or the Virtual Hideout, Manchester. So get your asses over there.
Keep bums down there.
Yeah. In other news, do you know we did a story a couple of weeks ago about an aardvark pizza?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I found it pretty weird that, you know, people eat just about anything, really.
Well, right?
If, you know, if it's presented up in a way.
In the right way,
like, if it's presented up in a gourmet way or a bit of a kind of a niche.
Yeah.
Sort of like, would you eat a slice of aardvark pizza if it was put in front of you?
If I knew it was.
Well, if you knew what it was.
If I could see it and I knew it was
and it looked like just meat and you thought, go on then, I'll give it a go.
No, and I'll tell you the reason why, and the only reason why, is because I only have cheese on my pizza.
He does actually, it's just a cheesy pizza. He's like Kevin from
I don't like all the from Home Alone. And all the
he's like,
stuff.
I just wanted a plain cheese.
Yeah, if I want salami, I'll go out and fucking have a salami.
He's such a fussy fucker,
I
tell you.
I am.
Unbelievable.
Don't even go against hot food and cold food, fuck me.
Well,
salad with fucking hot food. What the fuck's that about?
He's fussy.
Remember
that show? What was it? That Freaky Eaters. You should have gone on that.
I couldn't do that. You know why?
Because it's not a competition game. They try and sort out your crippling.
Hold on. Food it's not my issues. Problem. It's not my problem. Of course it's everyone else's. Well, no, everyone else is the issue, not me.
Well, besides that, right, I found this news story and I thought it was funny because it was in the same sort of vein where a restaurant / eatery has come out with a novel way of bringing attention to the business.
Oh, yeah.
And offering the general public something a little bit different.
What?
So this is a story about the Willow Tea Rooms is selling a special cappuccino. And it's made
so special
with camel's milk.
You nearly made me throw up there.
I thought you were gonna throw up.
Yeah, oh my days, camel's milk.
Oh, great. Well, oh, the drinks are on offer at the Willow Tea Rooms in Glasgow. And no, it's Scotland again. It was Aardvark's in Scotland last time, and now it's Aardvark's in Glasgow.
I think there's a bit of a food shortage up there.
I think they're basically just sticking anything on the menu at the moment. But
fried Mars bar.
You can get that over in Scotland. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a bit of an interesting story.
Oh my days, oh, I can't believe that, Neil. Oh, dirty bastard.
But, yeah, thought that was fucked up.
Yeah, definitely fucked up.
I don't know if I'd try a camel latte, but you know.
Would you try a camel cocktail?
A camel, well, depends on the situation.
Send what's on the other end.
I got another story here. Have you got anything else? Or?
I've got about a man.
I got about a man.
Apparently yesterday, zombie man, they call him.
Zombie man?
Yeah. 33-year-old who was on Spice.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this guy, yeah.
Angel dust.
Fucking
set
hell.
Fire to himself. And just walked towards like the White House.
Really?
Guards had to like flame him out. I think he
hose him down.
Yeah.
Really? Is he died?
Yeah.
Oh, mate. Well, to be honest, it's like
fucked up. Drugs,
so
man.
What? They've obviously done an autopsy and discovered that he was high on.
Yeah,
God
he was on PCP
what.
In a drug over there they call K2.
Right. Okay. And what's K2?
I think K2's what it was in the Spice.
Oh, right, okay.
So he's one of the major, I suppose, the bad benefit, bad chemical within the spice. But yeah. Then on top of that, he's been laced with PCP, which, you know, you think you're fucking 10 men with that shit.
Well, this is it. It's like, you think people just can't get that high,
yeah.
So they'll just fucking bang it all in and
yeah,
do a cocktail.
Smoke out.
It's like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Just pick a drug.
But yeah, that's
pick
some fucked up shit.
Stick with it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And talking about fucked up shit, Julian Assange.
Go on. What's happening with you? He's been so. Last I heard, he was been just put in general population prison.
Ah.
Or
no.
Was he in solitary?
He was, but then now he's in hospital.
Oh yeah,
in
I heard.
The prison.
This. Oh yeah. Because we had this discussion actually about this,
yes.
And I was saying like, what you could potentially do there is if you could get onto the church, onto you know like the they always have sort of like a little cathedral,
yeah,
or little sort of church room where you can go and pray.
Yeah.
Right now, aren't all church? So churches considered Vatican land or something like that, or church holy ground?
Not in Britain.
Where can you hold yourself up in a church is what I'm saying.
No.
If you were on the run?
No.
Right, well that's alright then, because I was going to say,
no,
he could get himself into one of those little like hidey holes
and be like,
no, you can't get me.
Yeah, it was like when I was saying to you like embassies and stuff like that, like the American embassy isn't actually American land. There's only one piece of land in England that is Americans, and it's the graveyard.
For war victims, wasn't it? But
yeah.
what I'm getting at is, right? He's obviously using medical experts. So is he really, or is he using it as an excuse to be not in prison? Because at the end of the day, the options are, I can fake injury or illness
and be put
in a hospital bed where I can get better food and all the rest of it, or
yeah,
I can be in
himself.
A prison cell shitting myself.
Monday, he was supposed to be on the TV screen in court for the rape cases against him.
Right, okay.
And he didn't turn up because
so
he went into the mental part of the hospital.
If he's got nothing to hide, why doesn't he show up?
He's shitting, right, because...
He's had a lot of time to think about what he's going to say, yeah, right? So, at the end of the day, if he's not guilty of these crimes, why the fuck is he not going in there with his head held high and going, and what? What have you got against me?
Because whatever
you've got against me is bollocks.
Because here we go. You could be the most innocent man in the world, and all the government has to do is make you out to be a wrong.
Well, as far as the government
that's
is concerned,
it.
They're probably thinking you've made us out to become.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so
we're going to make
you
suffer.
No, we're biting back.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
going for you. You know what I mean? Snowden, we've already.
Yeah,
already
he's already
that
done
out.
That, yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's shitting himself that, like, I was watching something about a guy who sent him a letter, because you can send him a letter. So they sent a letter, and he actually got a reply back, and he was saying, like, he's scared, he's not eating properly, he's like, worried, you know, to be sent to America.
Yeah,
because they're going to send him to Guantanamo
Bay.
Yeah, fucking hell, he's going to get fucking... They're going to last, you see, and it's going to be one of them that the world is still watching it, but there's going to be something that's going to happen that just 1 minute he's there and next minute he's just going to disappear.
Yeah.
And it's a case of, hold on, where's that? It's sort of like the 9/11
incident.
It'll
be one of those where it's like he died in prison or he died in hospital.
Well, yeah, it's going to be like the 9/11 incident, like when, I can't remember his name, one of the guys... had to explain where $3 trillion dollars had gone missing.
Yeah, loads of funds.
Yeah. And
but
then 9/11
they're always
happened.
Having to explain where all these funds are going, because they're always siphoning it off
up.
Something. Black budget.
And
it's like, what do you think they're spending it on? It's like, obviously, it's
himself.
Like these are just the ones we know about, like these big operations where they are in the public eye.
Yeah.
But what else are those black budget funds going on a yearly basis?
Well, you're not
allowed
to know.
Do you know what I mean? Exactly, but they're spending the money.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And the money's coming from somewhere, and it's going somewhere.
They go to a firm and go, right, we need you to do this. Right, it's under black budget, right. So then they work on it, whatever they want to work on. Now, the government can't come in and go, right, we won't have a look at details, because now it's all black budget, and your government has basically turned around and gone, right, we're giving you this money, you and go do this for me, we don't have to see anything about it.
True.
So then they can take that money, go away and go, right, we're going to Barbados for 5 months, then we're going to go to Sweden for a little bit, then we're going to come back, draw a little painting, and you're going to build it out of Lego, and then we're going to sell it to the Americans, and we're going to go, yeah!
Ah!
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, little stupid things like, it's a stupid thing of putting it as a black budget. You need to know, you need to be responsible. The government is responsible for whatever happens in that country.
Of course.
First off, the responsibility of the safety of the people within the country.
Yeah.
So why are you giving a private corporation that may not even be from your country a black budget and not been able to have a look at anything, and at the end of it they could turn around and go, you know what, it weren't enough money, see ya.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, you've just wasted all them trillions of pounds.
Of course, yeah it wasn't,
and it's gone.
We did all the research with the money you gave us, and we determined it wasn't enough to run the project.
Been smoking it and fucking on cocaine, taking
who knows,
uppers and
you
all
never
that,
know,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
They should be like Europe should be audited. Every company should be able to be audited.
Well, they should be, but it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, are they?
2004, last time Europe was.
And it's like, again, it's like if you're tight with a politician or a kind of a senator,
greasy palms, man, greasy
or anything
palms.
Like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you know, we know how these things
all
work.
All about the moolah.
So, you know, it's our contributions and stuff like that, isn't it? So it's like...
And that's why I think, like, it is the worst, the two worst things in this world, even though I use them, because I have to use them, is money and corporations.
Well, yeah.
The two worst things in the world, because they're the things that
it's like
control the wage.
You can't escape.
You can, you
can't.
If we lost it all tomorrow, then, you know.
This is it. If we were all forced to go back into sort of an age where we had to kind of just live off the land.
I made your fence if you paint my
fence.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, exactly. You fucking do.
You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
And then I'll sort your eggs out or whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Nah, can
you
sort the missus?
Whatever your currency. But at the end of the day, it's always going to build back up into the same sort of thing. It's like how... There's no real other way of doing it.
Well, actually, no, because there's a place in India that does it. There's a place in India where there's no money, it's just bartering for doing stuff, and it's working.
And that's fine. Yeah, if that works big time, then great. But, I mean, everyone's got a skill that you'd be able to use. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's too populated.
So you can't, there'll be 100 guys out there going, well, I want to paint your fence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll paint your fence for free eggs. Yeah. Oh, and then the next guy comes up and goes, I do it for one egg.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Suddenly...
Someone's willing to give up their time for that little bit instead of the big portion.
Things are only worth what they're worth to you. Do you know what I mean?
But so it sort of worked the same with money.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. It'll always build into a new system what involves some sort of currency. And we'll always go, well, how can we make this easier? Oh, well, paper. Now numbers on a piece of plastic. You don't even have to put a PIN number in anymore.
Well, yeah, well, technically, that's what it is. It's a note for goods. That is it. That's what it is. It's a piece of paper to say, yeah, I owe you this. It's an IOU. People, but I could make one tomorrow.
But this is it. I could be waiting on a crop of fucking corn, for instance, right? Now, I need a job doing, and for whatever your crop is, right?
Yeah,
now, I'm waiting for my crop to come in, but I need this job doing in order for that to happen, right? I say I'll pay you X amount of corn when it's ready.
Yeah. Well,
so I'll give you a piece of paper with an IOU that says, come back for your corn. So that essentially is a banknote, right? An IOU note.
Yeah.
An exchange of goods for services or whatever. Yeah.
But so, then greed and that comes into it, like banks. Banks control it. No one else controls it. You're in debt from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two reasons straight away. Corporations do the same thing. They're after the greed. They're after the money. They don't want you. They're not your friend. They're there to grab your money and as much as they can.
Kind of money's worthless nowadays. Though what is the value? Is it gold and silver?
Silver, platinum.
A case of going out and buying up gold and silver because at the end of the day,
if it collapses,
when it all collapses, that's the only thing that's actually going to be worth anything.
Exactly, it will happen. There's no going around it. It will happen at one point or another.
Yeah,
and there's arguments on it that it needs to be dealt with before the next big collapse. There's a recession on its way. There was bankers talking about they need to sort something out before 2022. You know, it's all like. Could that be the thing why we need to go to Mars fast?
What?
To the moon? Yeah, because it's going to be absolute fucking chaos.
We'll stop spending all the money on going to fucking the moon.
Yeah, we'll go to the moon and we're like, you know, we'll plant ourselves, the rich people, and watch everyone kill themselves. We'll come back with our own army in about 10 years' time. We'll take over the world and we're the new world
order. Have you ever seen that film Iron Sky?
Yes, I've got it.
Well, then, for years, I've seen that they were making a sequel. Yeah,
you've said this before.
Right. Well, it was one of those where I kind of kept an eye out because, I mean, it's a stupid film. It's really stupid.
There is a
lot of conspiracy theories thrown in there and stuff. It's quite funny, right? So, it's out. Sequel's out.
Is it out now?
Yeah, it's called The Coming Race.
Yeah.
And it's available on, I found it on Coda. So, you know, have a look. Yeah,
right, all other places can be available.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure.
Well, no, not all other places, because I always find whenever I want to find a film on one of those providers like Netflix or anything, it's never there. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Got another story quick before we zoom off.
Yeah.
A bat was hiding in an iPad case. It bit a pensioner's finger, leaving him with rabies.
Oh, another rabies?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, lucky we're bopping.
So doctors say Roy Sylvesterson will be fine, but he was, remains a mystery of how the bat got into his house, and let alone into the iPad case.
It's a bit dirty to me.
He's actually a proper little bat. So basically, he's an 86-year-old man. He's being treated for rabies after being bitten by a bat. The winged thing.
He's been watching too much Animal Farm. That's what he's been doing.
Had snuck into his iPad case. Roy Sylvesterson from New Hampshire in the US told WMUR TV
a bunch of lies
that he'd been using the tablet for about an hour before the creature popped its head out and nipped him on the finger. The pensioner said that it felt like he was being stung at first. Added, I looked and the bat was coming out between the cover and the back of the iPad, and there I got up and it was still squeezing it, which I'm sure he wasn't happy about, and then he took it outside. But
now, what were you doing with that iPad at the time, son?
I know, what was you doing?
You're scaring the little
morning,
bat.
The next morning, Mr. Sylvesterson said the bat was still there and alive, but he'd later discovered that it had died.
Of course it had, it's got rabies.
So then I knew I still might have a problem because obviously he's been bitten by it. So he might have the rabies. So he's been taken down to a hospital, and
found out he had.
Yeah, and it's basically they called the New Hampshire Department of Fish and Game, who came out. He was instructed to go to the hospital and immediately tested, and later that day turned out that he was in fact bat rabies.
See, now he's dead.
So no, he's still alive.
Oh no, he's still alive.
He's a grey-haired chap.
He just looks like
a year old, you know, a granddad.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. But yeah.
Well.
All mammals carry the rabies, by the way.
Yes.
But it's most common in dogs, bats, raccoons, and foxes.
It is.
I could bite you, and you could be like, and you'd be foaming at the mouth.
Well, you are an animal. I've heard this before.
It's a bit of an animal.
Yeah.
Alexa.
A little one.
What other animals can get rabies?
Gerbil.
Here's something I found from the article Skunks as Pets on Wikipedia.
Skunks?
Although it is quite rare for domesticated skunks to get rabies, there have been many unfortunate cases in which an uninfected pet skunk bit a person, and then was euthanized by animal control personnel so that its brain cells could be tested for rabies. Did that answer your question?
No.
Yeah, cheers, Alexa. Thank you.
No, you dumb broad.
Thanks for your feedback.
You're welcome. So, yeah, there you have it. That's this week's episode of The Extra.
Yeah.
It's been quite a good week, to be honest.
Yeah, that's all.
I think we've got
fucking cunt. Taking on my fucking job.
Taking Taylor's job.
Fuck.
Yeah, we've got a good episode next week, as far as I know.
We have.
What
are we doing?
You'll find out next week, won't you?
The
audience will
come and join us.
If you want to get in touch and talk about anything we've discussed on the show, have a question, because apparently there's people out there with unsolved questions, so let us know what they are.
I think they're waiting for us to telephone.
Or get on Skype or something. I don't know, just email us, send us a comment on or email or something at neverstraightanswer@gmail.com.
Say hello.
Hit us up on Twitter at NASA_never. Yeah. And you can get on see our pretty pictures over at Instagram.
Yes.
At NASA.
We are pretty.
At Never Straight Answer.
Yeah, come on, get it right.
You can get some merch at Dizzy Jam.
Yeah, I guess.
Over at Never Straight Answer Dizzy
Female
Jam.
Female as well as male,
we do t-shirts, hats, cups. Quite a few cool cups, actually. I think if you like a good coffee mug.
Yeah, then, you like a good mug to drink out.
You're listening to us too, so you must like a couple of mugs.
Yeah.
Also, get over onto Patreon, give us a hand, because we're trying to save up for stuff for the podcast so we can make it better and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
A big shout out to the sponsors this week, who are, what were they called again? Virtual Hideout Manchester.
Yes.
Yeah, virtual reality arcade with over 100 games tailored to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get down there, get your ass down there, enjoy it. It'd be a good day out with your kids.
It looks pretty cool, to be fair.
As well.
Yeah, it looks actually really good.
Did they porn on it? You
have to lower the tone,
it's only a question. I've got questions as well.
I bet they do, you know, but I bet that's
after
hours.
That's the backside one, that's the back end.
And it's like, who wants to hose down all the equipment afterwards?
Well, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Maybe there's like a plug-on.
Doesn't bear thinking about, does it?
You know what I mean?
Like a groinal attachment.
Yeah. Go near it, she touches it.
I thought, you know what, if anyone was to think of those types of questions, it would have to be you, Taylor.
Well, you've got to ask her, you know what I mean? If you don't.
A lady in the present in Alexa.
Hey, Alexa?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that bitch. Sage, now you come on. Get gone, bitch.
She's not bothered.
I don't like her and her mates.
So,
listening in on what you have to say.
Is there anything else I'm missing? What am I forgetting?
Your memory.
Oh, right. If you want to get us on any... Subscribe to us.
Yeah.
Leave us an iTunes rating.
All
helps us. We're pretty good. We've got quite a few... We've got quite a lot of good reviews.
In fact,
we've only got one negative review.
Yeah.
And that was Grovergate.
Well,
a while back.
Yeah.
And he was one angry listener.
He was. Hopefully he's not upset now.
Sorry
he's
about
a bit
that.
More better.
Yeah, hope that you've come around and you listen to us again. But never mind.
Maybe review us again and give us a 5-star now.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. But we've got a few 5-stars.
Yeah.
So, you know.
We have.
Like, obviously, we hope that you're enjoying what we do.
Yeah, because we want to
get over
the world,
there if you do, and you know,
place.
Yeah. And we like, I like the fact that these reviews coming in from around the world as well.
Yeah.
So Canada,
yeah, like
America,
yeah,
Britain,
yeah,
Australia.
Yeah.
Thanks,
New
guys.
Zealand.
Just to really appreciate it. So keep listening. Yeah, so that's pretty much it for this week.
Yeah.
So you've been listening to Never Straight Answer. Yeah. I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
And you'll catch us next week for a brand new episode.
Ooh, yeah.
Live from the bunker.
Ooh, yeah.
So peace
out. You know what, I'm what, a tomato?
Tomaco, do you remember that Simpsons episode?
Oh yeah, it was that with the tomato where it was full of tobacco and he was selling it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Good product, yeah, good product.
I'll eat one of them right now.
Yeah? Nah.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.